Hello and welcome to another episode of Out the Box. Sam Dalling here. I'm sat in the box, in fact, which is slightly ironic, although maybe it's not ironic. I never know the definition. I'm alongside Charlie Taylor. We've got Harry Everett, Stephen Lamb, your commentary quartet for the day. And we have just finished watching the first day of Somerset's County Championship clash with Hampshire in a mixed day. Somerset batting first, Tom Abel deciding that that is what he wanted to do. Didn't look great at 80 for 5. Looks a bit better at close of play, 196 for 5. Who else? James Rue unbeaten on 77. Casey Aldridge with him on 55 too. I'm going to stop talking. Harry, I'll come to you first. Let's talk about the morning. Let's talk about Kyle Abbott and how much he loves playing against Somerset.
Yes, he's a nightmare, isn't he, for Somerset fans. We talked about it enough on commentary how we need the Jaws music played over the... Well, Ben decided to play the montage of his 17 for 86 he took back in 2019. You could say he single-handedly stopped Somerset from winning that title at the Aegeus Bowl. He's a class act, and we've talked about it. We had him up here on commentary. We've enjoyed having him in the box last year, and we talked about him playing for Loudoun and Clevedon, where Sean Dixon is playing this year, and got him out. But the funny thing is Tom Abel's was an odd dismissal. The others were probably a bit more normal. George Bartlett was, of course, the horrible way to go, but the other two was quality. Kyle Abbott bowling, not Sean Abbott, the Surrey man that you could easily confuse him with.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about that George Bartlett one. So frustrating for a batter.
Yes, I think I was on with Stephen at the time. I talked about the time I got done with it, having waited for hours for the rain to stop, and my dad was watching, and I didn't even face a ball. At least George got to face two balls, if that's any scant consolation. But it's a horror. I was actually chatting to a PE teaching colleague at Blundell's, actually, at lunchtime, and he was trying to criticise it, saying, when you're in that situation, you shouldn't be backing up. Now, we could open a can of worms here. We could have a big discussion about this. He was saying, of course, you should back up. But when you're, 36 for 2, should you not back up? Because you're just trying to stay there and don't even risk that dismissal?
I think if the ball's reached the batsman and he's played a shot, it's perfectly reasonable to be backing up. I wouldn't blame George Bartlett at all for that dismissal. It's just pure misfortune.
It was a cracking straight drive, wasn't it?
It was. But it was. If he hadn't got a finger or a hand to it, Kyle Abbott, it would probably have gone straight for a boundary.
He just makes things happen against Somerset. 57 Red Bull wickets against them. 58 dismissals with that run out. Like, it just all goes his way. But from 80 for 5... perilous position. Charlie, you've not watched a lot of County Championship cricket this summer live. You've been watching live stream, of course, religiously. But you haven't had the beauty, the joy of watching James Rue make runs in person many times. But you enjoyed it today.
Yeah, I've probably watched a bit too much of the live stream, you know, when I'm supposed to be employed for other means, keeping an eye on it. And he is so good. And I've seen a few of his innings here, and I've caught days of it, perhaps where he's been finishing off an innings in the morning or starting off later on. But to watch these 77 unbeaten runs today has just been a joy. When he came in at 41 for 4, because he was coming in at 6, so it was 41 for 4 when he arrived, and he just was calm straight away. He knew what his job was. He had to hang around, and he did for a long time. It was started off slow. He was joined by Casey Aldridge, and we know that they have batted together a lot actually this season. And Aldridge himself, I'm sure, will come on and talk about him. But the way Rue just started to go through the gears a little bit, and we're not talking about taking risks, we're just using the bad balls. Hampshire got a little bit ragged in there. Fuller was not exactly putting the ball in the perfect area, was giving a bit of width, dropping it a little bit short, giving those opportunities to Rue. But when he plays a shot, it's just so good to watch. And I just think the age that he is, in fact, he's got 4 centuries already this County Championship season. He's now, with these 77, gone ahead of Tom Wesley, and so is currently the Division 1 top scorer across all the counties. It just shows what a talent it is, and it's technique and skill, but it's also mentality. And in every single possible innings that he's needed to show that, he's got it right every time, and I think that's something incredibly special.
Yeah, I felt composed and unflustered were two adjectives that could be applied to James Rue today. Charlie mentioned the situation when he came in. He batted like he could have been 10 years older. He looked an experienced batter. And Somerset hugely indebted to him yet again.
I think the compliment is those exact words you just said have applied to every knock we've seen him play this year. Maybe the reverse sweep, the last over before tea, is probably the only time you can say perhaps wasn't what you just said.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's kind of a few of us feel it too. Like from the outside, you almost go, oh, Somerset's batting's been a little bit off at times this season. But actually, they've scored more runs now, I think, than anyone in the county championship. They've got something like the second most number of batting bonus points. Looking at Roo, it's not just the 808 runs. He's faced 1,696 balls. That's 700 north of Tom Lamonby and Tom Abel. And often, Stephen, it's not just a day he's come in that situation where there's been a little bit of trouble. It's been a few other occasions. And actually, he loves batting with Casey Aldridge too, we shouldn't forget to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on 55 not out overnight. And another, what's this, second consecutive half century in the championship. But really and truly, James Roo, he needed to be defensive primarily when he came in. And he played that situation perfectly. He was sort of defensive-minded in his stroke play. He hit the odd bad ball, and gradually, as the innings progressed, there were more bad balls to dispatch, and he did it very effectively.
Yeah, Abbott went at 2 and over. Dawson was very frugal, but actually there were bad balls. Surprisingly for Mohammed Abbas and Keith Barker, they both went at 4 and over, so there were bad balls to put away. Not fun to be out there in the field, let's be honest. It's very windy. It's quite nippy. There's a bit of rain about, so not a brilliant day for fielding. H, we can't avoid talking about it. Selection, right, for this one. It's caused, there's been a lot of noise. There's a big finals day on Saturday. The bowlers in particular, some of them have been carrying niggles. Four changes to this Somerset side. Andy Ameed comes in for his first game of the season. Alfie Ogbourne makes his first class debut. We haven't seen anything of him yet. Jack Brooks came in. There's one other change I've forgotten off the top of my head. Don Best, of course. Let's talk about Don Best as well. But we'll talk about him in a minute.
Yeah.
But let's talk about selection. Where do you sit on it?
I think it's totally understandable. Somerset probably aren't going to win the county championship. That Notts victory sounds cocky and confident to say in July, but it doesn't officially. But I feel like I'm confident that Somerset will stay up. I know that Northants and Middlesex and Kent, I think, will finish below Somerset. Yes, they could lose every game now, and that might not happen, but I feel like Somerset are pretty much done enough. So Overton and Henry have had injuries. Craig Overton changed his spikes after 4 overs on Friday night in the T20. We know he's got this tendonitis issue. Don't risk him for Saturday. He's massive. Henry, of course, I've said, Lewis Gregory has had all sorts of injuries. I know he's not played because he's become a father as well, but I think it was sensible and totally understandable. And Alfie Ogbourne made sense. He's the only other bowler contracted by Somerset, and he's a left-armer to make footholds outside the right-handers off stump. Lots of right-handers in this Hampshire side that Don Bess and Shoaib Bashir can exploit that rough outside the off stump. And I know he's been expensive in the twos lately, but you've got to give him a game in this situation. And, I mean, Casey Aldridge and James Roo have done superbly. They were going to be playing anyway.
Yeah, my worry is your point about the staying up issue. And what we've seen here, this is a great partnership, but at 80 for 5, you know, Somerset were in a position where they looked like they would quite possibly go on to lose to a very strong Hampshire side. They've got really good batting and bowling. You know, Hampshire are going to be, they're not quite challenging because Surrey have been so strong this year so far, but they're up there towards the top of the table. What you don't want to do is throw points here and risk losing a game which you otherwise might have battled for a draw or possibly even won, and then really regret it towards the end of the season. You know, I can see what you're saying, and you don't want to risk Craig Overton. I can understand that. Matt Henry, we need to know more details about how much he's allowed to play, whether there's any caveat there from New Zealand, or if he's perhaps carrying any sort of niggle or injury and they're desperate to keep him. But I would want to have seen one of those two playing just to give you a strike bowler at the top. I think Ogbourne is a risk. Great to get him in. Good to get him some overs probably under his belt, but he's not going to have that control that you get from Overton and Henry. And if Hampshire get on top of you and you lose here, and suddenly in the back end of September, you're thinking, if we'd had 2 or 3 more points from this game and we played Matt Henry or whatever, I just worry that you'll come to regret it later on. I can, however, see, you know, the reasoning, and you want to win silverware, and you've got to.
And there is the element of learning from last season as well, that game up at Southport when they were knackered by the end of it, and it didn't go very well for them on finals day.
Yeah, they were cooked. I'm all for it. I know it's controversial, and I know there's people saying, oh, they're not prioritising county championship cricket. But what they've said is they're prioritising winning the county championship, and they aren't going to win the county championship this year, right? Like, you can put as many pairs of Somerset tinted spectacles as you like on. They aren't going to win the county championship, and they shouldn't, and I'm with Harry as well. Like, don't mean to sound arrogant about it, but they shouldn't get relegated because they've got, what, 4 or 5 games after this where they can pick up the points. And you have to look at risk-reward. And Lewis Gregory said there's a trophy on the line. And, you know, all those disappointments we had. Yes, they won the One Day Cup in 2019. Number of finals days we've been to and not won the tournament. And this year, when you've won 13 out of 15 games and you are the favourites, I think even if they don't go on and win Saturday, it's the right call. Because what they've done is given themselves every chance of being as fit as possible. Like Craig Overton, he bowls 4 overs up top because he's brilliant at it. It's a strategy, but also it's helpful when you've got tendonitis. Actually, what he doesn't need to be doing is coming back. And he's going to have to do it. If they get to a final, he's going to have to do it twice. So I am very much all for this strategy. Yes, I know some people won't like it, but I tell you what, if they win a trophy on Saturday, then none of it will matter. And even if they don't, I'm happy.
I'm with Harry as well on the gut feeling. And I think that there are some teams that have got an awful lot to do to stay up, Northants in particular, but Kent and Middlesex as well. I think Somerset, well, they're not completely safe, obviously, but they're close to it.
Right, well, we'll wrap up shortly. But very quickly, finally, Stephen, quick word on Don Best. Lovely to see him back in a Somerset shirt.
Tremendous, in his old position of number 8 as well, where he made useful contributions in years gone by. So it'll be good to know that he's doing next.
Oh, fantastic. And I think he and Shoaib Bashir may well have useful contributions to make in this game as it progresses. We'll find out. We're going to leave you now on Out the Box. Hopefully we get slightly better weather tomorrow, get the full, or at least as close to the 96 overs in as possible, and Casey Aldridge and James Rue can bat on in the morning and put Somerset into a strong position.